My name is Leslie Cariaga, LeslieCariaga. I'm recording an interview with
Victoria Olvera, VicToria.
And
Reina Lopez, Reyna Lopez, Lopez. From Donna, but originally from Matehuala, San Luis Potosí, in Mexico.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. Okay. So what do tamales mean to you?
To me, they mean tradition and family.
Definitely gathering together, reminiscing with family as we're making them. So it's tradition. Tradition and family. Same as.
What special memories do you have of making tamales?
So I remember this one Christmas we were all making. It was all of my family. It was my grandma. We were all together at her house. And everyone had a designated task. I was mixing in the masa and like holding it all together. And I remember my grandma just being there watching us, like kind of like overseeing everything that's going on.
There was this time when we were also making tamales, we were little, and my mom, she would be like, okay, you need to do it like this way. Like she was literally telling us how to do it. She was there sitting down with us. So like, this is how you hold it. This is how you hold the spoon or whatever is that, you know, the husk and the masa and the cuchara. So she would be telling us how to do it. And sometimes we wouldn't be doing it right, so we would get she would be scolding us, but we did learn. So like every time now that we're older, that we're parents, we sit together and we do that with our kids, and we're doing the same thing. We catch ourselves, myself and my sisters, doing the same thing as our parents. And my grandma, I remember doing tamales with my grandma when we were little, and we go way back because I'm originally from Mexico. So over there, they did it from scratch. Like they did it on a metate. And of course they had to take the corn to the molino. They had to do everything from scratch. And it was fun because I would go with them to the molino and then come back to the house and then we would do it. So it's just triggers a lot of memories that it makes it, I don't know, sometimes overwhelming with emotions. Because I see tamales and I see people making them, I just want to cry.
Do you or your family have any like specific traditions that you do when you make the tamales?
I think something specific. I feel like when I think about it, I like the smell of everything, like filling the room. I feel like that's always one thing that I look forward to because it just smells so good.
One of the traditions that my mom always does is like when we're going to start making them, right before we put them in the pot, she always puts water and then she puts the bola del molcajete. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but she always puts the bola del molcajete. She says, you know, para que no se quemen y para que no se hagan ¿cómo se dice? Que se cosan bien. So they can be very well cooked. And she also puts other people. One of my tías, she puts a coin. I don't know why she puts a coin, but she also says, you know, that there's always like traditions. And she also puts a plastic at the top and a lot of husks, you know, just to make sure that it gets the steaming. And then like a plástico. Like mm-hmm. plastic, like a plastic bag. So it's like, I do that too now. I found myself doing that when I'm doing it, when I gather my nephews, my nieces, and we all do it. Like we all work together, like a little assembly line. Okay, like you're in charge of that, you're in charge of that. And we all come together to make the tamales. So we do have traditions. Sometimes it's like weird, but we do have them.
Is there any particular person that you associate with tamales when you think of tamales?
Definitely my abuelita. Yeah, I feel like for me, like she's kind of the one that's like keeping the tradition. She's always like, oh, I want, like, hacemos tamales. Like, she's always like craving just the process of making tamales, more than the actual to eat it. She just wants to do the tamales.
For me, it's definitely also my mom. My mom, my grandma, my tías. Like, it just comes to my memory, them gathering, laughing, chismeando. So it's the tradition. We gather, we sit, and we work on it together. We're just talking and reminiscing about old days, about, you know, back in, they really go back when they were little, when we were like, really, mom, you used to do that? So we come to find things that we didn't even know because of the tías that they're sharing, you know. I feel like it's information that you would never think that they would have gone through. So it's interesting, and it's very fun, and it's a way of keeping the family together.
How do you eat tamales? Like, how does your family eat tamales? Like, what do you eat on the side with it?
I really specifically like tamales de just masa without anything. Really? And I know one of my tías also really likes it like that. So they'll make everything else. Like, okay, they'll have like rajas de queso, they'll have frijoles, and they'll have pork chicken. And then there's going to be some for us that is just masa. So that's for us.
Yeah, we make all different types of tamales. My husband, he loves tamales de dulce because that's how his family, you know, do tamales de dulce, de carne, de pollo, de all types of stuff that we put in them. But for me, I eat them with or with nothing. I mean, I don't discriminate. I love tamales. I eat them at all times. Whenever there are tamales, I'm like, I'm right there. So I eat them with, mainly with salsa. They're so good with salsa. Like, you have to have a salsa right there to eat those tamales most of the time. When there is no salsa, pues, whatever.
What tools do y'all use when you prepare the tamales?
The main thing I can think of is my hands. Like, we're all just using our hands. And, well, we don't mind. Like, it's just going to be going to us, so there's not, like, too much. Like, as long as we wash our hands, it's okay.
Yeah, well, definitely the ingredients. We use the ingredients. We use the big bowl that we use. I mean, when it's usually a big family. Us, we're a big family, so we use a big bowl. And usually it's two of them. So because it's so many of us, so we make a lot of them, and we make big old pots of them. And each one, I've never counted, but I'm sure it's at least more than 100 tamales per. So we do make a lot of them. And of course, the bola del molcajete, we use the husks, we use, what else? I mean, so many things that you have to use to make. I mean, it looks...
The pork fat.
The pork, yes. La, ¿cómo se llama? La manteca. Mm-hmm. It has to be de puerco. And, yeah,
it feels so gross.
The
gross.
And, of course, the water. It's definitely has to be warm water. It's so many things. Chile de cascabel. No, there's a lot. Like, I would have to be, like, thinking specifically making tamales, so I would have my list of ingredients and then the list of things that I'm going to be using. Of course, la cuchara para usarla, para ponerlo en la hoja. A veces usamos hasta la torteadora, la prensa para hacerlo, because it's much easier, and that's how we finish faster. So that's another tool that we use, la torteadora. Like, I just put the husk in a plastic on top and make it next and next. So we kind of like breaking tradition there, because originally it should have been done with a spoon, the husk and the spoon, but now we're like, okay, in order for us to finish, let's get the torteadora and let's finish quicker. So I get my torteadora, we get my mom's, so that's already two. And we have two girls there helping us already.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
Besides the just masa, I like chicken. Chicken is my favorite tamales, the ones that I always go for.
I like all types of tamales, but the one that I really loved is the rajas con queso, and this one I just came recently to acknowledge that one, which has been about 20 years ago. when I discovered those. I did not know that those existed. So I've been eating those. And they're so good, rajas con queso. I also love eating the one with the
frijoles.
It's kind of like, yes, with frijoles, just frijoles by itself, and some of them with chorizo. And the traditional ones, which is like from Mexico, the tamales with carne de puerco con chile rojo. Those are like the traditional from my area in Mexico, from Matehuala, San Luis Potosí. That mm-hmm. Those are the ones, the traditional ones. I mean, there's so many different tamales in the whole country of Mexico, and they're all different. Like Veracruzanos. I don't know how to do those because I'm not from Veracruz.
What's the most unusual tamal filling that you've seen?
So I've never liked the dulce. I mean, they're pretty. I like all the colors. I remember trying them for the first time in my dad's pueblo. There was someone selling there like tamales, like outside. So they go, they bring them in, and I see them and I'm like, wow, like I've never seen tamales so pretty. And as soon as I bite into it, I was expecting to taste something savory, and it threw me off when it was something super sweet, and I kind of spit it out, and I didn't like it.
I would have to say definitely, like I said, like I mentioned earlier, Mexico has like so many types of tamales. The most unusual one that I've seen is the same one that Montserrat is talking about, Victoria, the sweet one. In Mexico, like this 16 de septiembre, 5 de mayo, you know, whenever there's important dates, like 20 de noviembre, they always make tamales, which is the colors of the flag. And then they just put a raisin in the middle for the white. So they put like the green, the white, and the red in it. And they're all just color or dye with sugar. They're still sweet. I just still can't eat them. They look cool, really nice when you, peel them. And you see the little raisin in the middle looks like that. The eagle.
The bandera.
And the flag. So I still can't eat it, but it looks awesome. Because I'm like, oh my God, you know, wow. It takes a lot of time for them to put like three sets of colors to make a tamal, and then like a raisin in the middle. So that's awesome, but it's not for me. I would not eat that tamal. Sweet tamales, no. I stick with the traditional. Yes.
Okay, well, that's all the questions that I have.